Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
The National Arts Festival gets underway in Makanda from next Thursday until the 3rd of July. And it's a massive celebration because after 2 years of devastation in the arts industry due to shut theatres and cancelled shows and the impact, of course, on people's livelihoods, the artistic community will be reuniting. And Artistic Director Rusira Seethal joins us this morning. Wonderful to have you back on the show and congratulations. In person, back with a bang. Exciting.
Yes, finally, live.
Yeah, live. Hi, Sarah, and in person. I'm really good. And I'm so glad that this is happening just for performers and audiences alike. You must be delighted.
I am. 3 years later, we're finally doing a live festival. I'm speaking to you from Makanda. Got here just over a week ago and the town is transforming. The signage is up, the exhibitions are being installed, and you really feel the buzz in the town. I think the town also, the people here are really excited to have the festival back as well.
How much, I don't know if faith is the right word, but how much faith do you have in audiences that, not that they're ready, I don't even know that it's a case of being ready, I think we've been ready for a while, but that the mindset hasn't changed to such an extent that we've sort of got used to not going places. How confident are you that this is going to be a festival where people are turning out in their numbers?
I mean, we did grow to some extent a bit of comfort in staying at home,
yeah,
and kind of watching things on our screens. And of course, the festival does have a part of the program is online, some live streamed works, some video works. But I think, I mean, I feel it when I go to live events. There is there's really an appreciation and a renewed excitement for coming to live shows, but also the experience of watching shows together, gathering, going for a drink afterwards. You know, I do feel that people have missed that. And I mean, it's not an easy context to kind of make the decision to travel or to come. But the festival, I mean, you know, the National Arts Festival has a range of offerings. There's also much work that one can access on a budget, indoors, outdoors. So I think that there is an excitement and an anticipation for these kind of moments of gathering and celebrating and experiencing together.
I wonder if people, you know, creatives create, don't they? And to not create is extraordinarily frustrating, even if it's not your main source of livelihood. If you are a creative, that's what I think, that's what you're sort of born to do. It's your lifeblood. And it, so to come back into that, I'm guessing that the performers are all absolutely thrilled to be back and seeing each other and whatnot. How does one go about curating the festival? How do you go about considering which performers we will be seeing from next week?
Well, on the festival, we of course have the main curated program and we have the fringe program. I must say, I was at a much earlier point a bit nervous about the fringe, wondering if artists would have the means, would have the readiness, the having weathered storms over the past 2 years, be prepared to come. But we do have quite a dense and full fringe program, so that in itself is quite reassuring. Fringe artists submit applications, and depending on availability and space, they come through. And in this way, there's really a broad offering. In terms of the main and curated program, each year the festival has an application process and artists submit. And then with an artistic committee where we have representation from varied disciplines, I kind of sit with the team and we go through and look for works that are kind of speaking to the moment and that also provide a nice spread of work across disciplines, across geographic representation, across themes. And then on that basis is how we kind of pull the festival together. And in some cases, we also then invite directly to make for a kind of bigger, fuller offering.
Who will you have invited directly? Give us some names that you've invited directly.
Well, I mean, we do have two theatre works, which in fact we had been in discussion with coming last year, and I'm really glad we could. We didn't manage to get them last year, but we do this year. So Hamlet is of course one bigger production. Yeah, and it's Hamlet using life size puppets.
Wow.
And so yes, I mean it's a kind of high energy interpretation. It's got Andrew Buckland, Mongi Ntombeni in the cast, and it's. I think it had some initial kind of previews in Cape Town, which had some very good response. So that's an exciting work that we're getting a lot of interest in. Also, Kampur is another work which I think we managed to invite this year. Sandra Princely is the lead on that, with Lara Foote directing a more kind of historical work.
Yeah.
Yes, looking at the period of the Anglo-Boer War and some difficult experiences through that. So it's really comforting as well to have been able to kind of carry on those conversations that were stifled last year and actually have these works present live this year.
It's so great that you're back. You are still allowed only 50% capacity. So how has that affected, I guess, things like ticket prices?
Well, we had to have a chat about it and think about that. I mean, we didn't, you know, we wanted to make the live festival. We want to make it accessible. We want people to be able to come. So we haven't adjusted prices. We haven't increased prices to compensate. Let's say that we didn't, you know, we have our kind of usual spectrum of prices. There's, of course, much work that is free, exhibitions, SAFM Sundowner concerts, but we also I think from between 40 and 120 at the higher end shows. That's about the range, and it's pretty much in line with what we have had as ticket prices in previous live festivals.
Where do people need to go to get information, to get tickets, to find out who they might want to go and see, Sarah?
Yeah, so audience can visit our website, which is nationalartsfestival.co.za. We don't have a printed program this year, so some of the benefits of kind of colliding with the online world. And we have all the information that you need is on the website, so you will find a categorization of fringe and curated programs, exhibitions, art talks, which is a discourse program, and one can purchase tickets directly online. There's also information, further information about where venues are and a range of information that one needs. It's all on the website.
The amount of work that you put into it blows my mind every year. But
it's
I'm sure you must breathe an enormous sigh of relief once it's all done. But a fantastic return for this festival, which 48 years it's been running, right? 48 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
48 years.
Extraordinary.
Seen 50. So
yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much. Sarah Cecil is the artistic director of the National Arts Festival, which returns in person to Makanda from next Thursday until the 3rd of July. That's some good news for your Saturday morning.